USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote Thursday to begin the debate on the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. The bill will likely face a final vote this weekend. The partisan Senate voted 50-50 before Harris broke the tie. Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, forced Senate clerks to read the entire 628-page bill on the floor. It took nearly 11 hours just to read the bloated bill. The bill will now go back to the House, which needs to approve any changes made by the Senate. The United States on Thursday announced new export restrictions for Myanmar and blocked the country's military entities from many types of trade. The new rules come in response to the escalating military crackdown on anti-coup protesters in Myanmar. Police and military officials have killed at least 54 people and arbitrarily detained over 1,700 during anti-coup protests. We are USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Several members of Congress are demanding answers on increased security measures at the Capitol in D.C. What was supposed to be a temporary stay of National Guard troops after January 6th seems to be more permanent. Washington, D.C. has been under military occupation the entire time Biden has been in office. Prince Philip is in the hospital. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Britain's Prince Philip is recovering after undergoing a medical procedure for a heart condition at a London hospital, where he's been for more than 2 weeks, according to Buckingham Palace. Officials said doctors performed the unspecified surgical procedure on him after he'd spent several days in the hospital for what was described as a precautionary measure. Prince Philip, who turns 100 in June, was originally taken to King Edward VII's hospital in London, and was later transferred to a hospital which specializes in cardiac care. Prince Philip and the Queen have been living at Windsor Castle instead of Buckingham Palace due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
NASCAR's Dion Rocco Williams, a veteran of pit road, analyzes the pits at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway for Sunday's Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube.
What I can tell you about this pit road is that these crews will have a challenge ahead of them this week. This will be NASCAR's first true test for these athletes on pit road. Now, these guys are going to have to manage a lot of things. One of six of these tracks have a curved pit road, and they're going to have to battle slickness. Las Vegas has been inherently known to be slippery. Running around the car, you're going to see a lot of stickiness laid down in the form of not VHT, but Coke syrup. Just so those guys can get grip, getting in and out of that box, around that box is going to be key, as well as those drivers blending in and off the track coming down pit road. It is definitely a veteran's pit road at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And those rookies are going to have their handful who aren't familiar with that pit road at Las Vegas.
The race at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway is Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and can be seen on Fox. Cybersecurity group FireEye on Thursday night announced it had found evidence that hackers had exploited a flaw in Microsoft's Exchange Server email application since as early as January to target groups across a variety of sectors. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, issued an emergency directive requiring federal agencies to investigate for signs of compromise and to either patch or disconnect from the Exchange Server program. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.